You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
All right, look, Netflix made an announcement.
Netflix makes a major Netflix announcement.
That's right, yesterday. Thank you very much. All right, yesterday Netflix confirmed, I think we already knew this, but yesterday they finally confirmed Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's much-anticipated docuseries, which was supposed to be released in December, will now be held over till next year. Here's what we didn't know. There's a good reason why. It's not the reason we all thought, okay? The untitled docuseries produced by the streaming service and Archiewell Productions did not get an official release date other than it will drop next year sometime.
No.
And part of the reason for the delay, according to Netflix, is there have been some backlash, this is so odd to me, over season 5 of The Crown, which comes out November 9th. So here's the problem. Over the weekend, I didn't see this, maybe you did, but over the weekend, former UK Prime Minister John Major complained about the upcoming plotline of episode 1 of season 5, which suggests a plot to overthrow the Queen in 1991.
I knew it!
I tried to tell you, Garage. They were all plotting behind your back.
No,
and Charles with his big ears. I'm not even sure I'm his father.
Major!
How dare you!
Major claims that never happened, and he was never involved in any such conversation.
Oh, they dragged him into it.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
And he said
John Major was plotting to.
Yes, that's what they tried to say in the first episode.
Oy vey.
And he's very upset because he said none of this ever happened. There was never even a conversation about it.
Hey, everyone, let's get together and overthrow the Queen.
I mean, can you imagine?
Was the guy in the Viking hat there?
No. And then he went to the USA.
As a result, Netflix has decided, well, maybe it's not a good time to release Harry and Meghan's docuseries with all that going on with their other show, The Crown.
How can they put that in there?
How can they? Because they say it's fictionalized, right? But that seems...
Well, everybody watches that show and they think it's all true.
Well, because a lot of it is very close to true. It's loosely,
well, no, it's, yeah,
right?
It's based on the facts, right?
So you think the facts.
And that's a major plot point to put in there.
Yeah, I'll say. So he's very, very upset.
Oh, you know, we never... I used to come up behind her and go, boom, a lot.
Psych!
It didn't work. She was around for a long time.
Oops, I got back up again. Now I'm in heaven.
So Netflix says it's a bad idea to release Harry and Meghan's docuseries so close to the new
season. Oh, where they're trashing
the
family. Yeah,
yes,
I get it. Okay.
Of The Crown, which already has so much controversy surrounding it.
Controversy.
Yes, controversy. Netflix also admitted that Harry and Meghan's docuseries, well, it needed a teeny tiny
It's a little bit of tweaking.
Of editing. Yes.
Had to tweak it a bit.
After Harry and Meghan made comments that contradicted what he wrote in his upcoming memoir.
Keep your lie straight, Harry.
So, I mean,
come
that's
on, that's
a
important.
Problem.
Yeah, look at Lisa.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Checkable facts, Harry.
That's right.
Just remember.
Checkable facts. If you write it in the memoir, you better say it in the docuseries or vice versa. All right, they also.
Vice versa?
Yeah, well, whatever. They also want to delete some of the comments they have made about the royal family. That's Harry and Meghan. So there's a lot of work yet to be done on that.
Well, that's the whole book. I mean, that's the whole series.
Well,
is them trashing the royal family. It's the only reason they paid all that money
no,
for it.
No, the whole series is about them and how they're making.
Oh, my gosh.
A life in Montecito and their Archewell productions and their podcasts.
Yeah. And just a couple of folks in Montecito. That's all it is.
It's basically. Yeah. Either way, I think Netflix made a very smart move not to put this out when all that craziness is going to happen in November from The Crown.
Spread the wealth. You know
there's going to be crazy when.
The dumb move was signing them up for this thing to begin with.
Yeah, well, what were they thinking? They were thinking they were going to get the real Sussex.
Yes.
No. That was never going to happen.
Now that he's just the Duke of Sussex and not the Duke of Sussex.
He is the Duke and she is the Duchess.
He's the Duke
of Earl. And by the way, they are very close again with that family and they don't want to blow that deal.
So close now.
Well, I hear that King Charles, has reached out to them personally to make sure they'll be coming to the coronation. So.
Hello, Harry. Do you think you could spare some time to watch me become the king of freaking England?
I'd make him watch.
No. We're going to put you in the outer room with the children with a special television monitor.
No.
So you can see them put the crown on my head.
Listen.
That will never be on your head.
Listen, he's a royal no matter
what.
He's a royal no matter what. He's just not a working royal.
He's a royal you know what.
Either way. Oh, quiet over there, queen consort. Quiet over there.
I think she's hungry, Lisa.
All right, well, feed her. Strap on the feed bag, would you? I'm just saying. I think that they don't want to ruffle any feathers since the feathers have all been flattened. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right, then, Baroness.
All right, thank you, King Charles.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.